Hello, welcome to Short Story Scene. I'm your host, the storyteller, and here we have a tale called Rio Grande's Last Race by Banjo Patterson. Now, this was a marker Fishson told while waited in the stand the reckless rider overbold, the only man with hands to hold the rushing Rio Grande. He said, "This is the day I bid goodbye to bit the bridle rein, to the ditch deep and the fences high, for I have dreamed a dream and I shall never ride again. I dreamt last night I rode this race and that I today must ride, and the cantering down and take my place, I saw full many an old friend's face come stealing to my side." Dead men and horses long since dead, they clustered on the track and champions of the days long fled. They moved around the noiseless tread and bay and chestnut, brown and black. And one man on a big gray steed rode up and waved his hand, said he, "We help a friend in need, and we have come to give a lead to you, the Rio Grande. For you must give the field the slip and never draw the rein, but keep him moving with the whip, and if you falter, set your lip and rouse him up again. But when you reach the big stone wall, put down your bridle hand and let him sail. He cannot fall. And do not interfere at all. You trust old Rio Grande." We started in front, we showed the big horse running free, right fearless in the game he rode, and by my side those dead men rode whom no one could else see. As silent as the flies of birds, they rode on either hand. At every fence I plainly heard the phantom leader give the word, "Make room for Rio Grande." I spurred him on to get a lead, and I chanced full many and fall, but swifter still each phantom steed kept with me, and at racing speed they reached the big stone wall. And there the phantoms on each side drew in and blocked his leap. "Make room, make room," I loudly cried, and bet right in front of the seemed to ride. I cursed him in my sleep. He never flinched, he faced the game and struck it with his chest. And every stone burst out in flame, and Rio Grande and I became the phantoms with the rest. And then I woke, and for a space, unnerveless did I seem. For I have ridden many a race, and never one of such a pace as in the fearful dream. And I am sure as a man can be, that out upon the track, those phantoms that the men cannot see are waiting now to ride with me, and I shall not come back. For I must ride the dead man's race and follow their command. Through worse than death and the foul disgrace, I should fear that it take my place today on Rio Grande. He mounted and he jest, he threw, and he never sign of gloom. But all would hear the story knew that Jack McPherson, brave and true, was going to his doom. They started and the big black steed came flashing past the stand. A single-handed in the lead, he strode along the racing speed, the mighty Rio Grande. But on his ribs the whalebone stung, and the madness sure it seemed. And soon arose on every tongue that Jack McPherson rode among the creatures he had dreamed. He looked to the left and he looked to the right, as though the men rode beside. And Rio Grande, whom foam flakes white, and raced at his jumps in headlong flight, and cleared them in his stride. And when they reached the big stone wall, down went the bridle hand. And loud we heard McPherson call, "Make room or half the field will fall. Make room for Rio Grande." "He's down, he's down," the horse and the man lay quiet side by side. No need the pallid face to scan, we knew with Rio Grande he ran the race the dead man ride. And that concludes our tale, Rio Grande's Last Race by Banjo Patterson.